You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
How does a congregation's care for her church workers impact the congregation and the recruitment of future church workers? We'll unpack these questions in today's Set Apart to Serve conversation.
Today's episode of The Coffee Hour is underwritten in part by Concordia University Irvine. You can learn more about Concordia University Irvine at cui.edu.
Joining us today, friends from Concordia Plan Services, we have David Kuschel. He is the Assistant Vice President of Ministry Engagement at Concordia Plan Services. David, welcome.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us.
Also joining us today, Kelly Menke. She is the Ministry Wellness Advisor with Concordia Plan Services. Kelly, welcome to the Coffee Hour.
Appreciate the opportunity. Thank you.
Well, thanks for joining us for this Set Apart to Serve conversation. Mm-hmm. We're talking about wellness, and we're talking about this building up this culture of forming and recruiting church workers for the future, and what does wellness have to do with that? And since you guys work in wellness, yeah, the experts to join us for that, let's talk about what you get to do every day. David, what do you get to do? What do you love about what you do at Concordia Plan Services?
Sure. I have been at Concordia Plan Services for almost 12 years, and I've had a lot of different roles there. But what has remained consistent through all those roles is caring for church workers. As we care about church worker wellness, we want church workers to get the care that they need, whether it be routine or not so routine medical procedures, the wellness programs that Kelly does a lot of work with around taking care of yourself, being proactive in how you care for yourself. And then, of course, financial wellness and emotional wellness and all these great things we do. What I actually do today is I lead a team that includes people who work with ministries around benefit strategy. So what health plan benefits make the most sense for this worker population? We have a team that does financial educators. They meet with members one-on-one, talk about planning for retirement, financial planning. Kelly's on a team, health and wellness education team. They do health consulting with ministries. We also have some relationships folks who are targeting key relationships with some kind of leaders in the synod. So a lot of different things, kind of people who are interacting with the ministries that we serve.
Very good. Kelly, what do you love about what you get to do with Concordia Plan Services every day?
It would be a shorter list if I said the things I didn't like so much. But I work with Dave very closely and everybody on the team. I'm really focusing on supporting members and what their wellness journey looks like, how Concordia Plan Services Solutions ties into that. But then also partnering with the ministries to help create that workplace culture where employees can thrive.
So let's talk about the ways in which congregations can care for their workers. Both of you have slightly different perspectives, different ideas, I'm sure, different people that you get to talk with and work with on a daily basis. So what are some ways that congregations can care for their workers? Let's start with you, Dave.
Yeah, absolutely. As I told you all before we started here, I'm blessed and fortunate to be involved in some lay leadership positions at my home congregation, which is Christ Memorial here in St. Louis, just a few miles south of us from where we are right now. And really in that position, not that you have to be an elected leader in your congregation to care for your workers, but in that position, there are a lot of opportunities to examine how are we caring for the well-being of our workers? Do we have systems, maybe not be the right word, but do we have the policies? Do we have the processes in place? Do we have the things in place that let our workers know that we do care for them, that allow them to care for themselves? So from a leadership perspective, and again, I don't hate to say this is the first thing I'm saying, but are we compensating them appropriately? Sure. Is that one thing that we can take off? Like maybe there's some less financial stress because we know we're treating them fairly. Are we making sure that they're honoring their day off, or we're honoring their day off that they are supposed to be taking? Do we have a sabbatical program in place? If we don't, should we? If we do, should we reexamine it? Are we actually abiding by it? Are we using that? But lots of other things we can get into further. But as you think about the leadership of a congregation, leadership of a ministry, there are a lot of opportunities to really kind of make sure we're doing the right thing to put the church worker in the best position to take care for his or herself.
Yeah. And I'm sure we'll unpack a lot more of that.
We can dig into all those
things. There's so
many
things. Kelly, I want to ask you as well, what ways, from your perspective, can congregations care for their workers?
Well, just really to piggyback off of what Dave said, you know, we don't necessarily want to look at it just from a top-down, bottom-up perspective, but as that community perspective, everybody plays a role in the health of our congregation. So we can talk about personal care and what you can do for yourself, but giving that same leeway for your pastor, for your church workers, whether they're on the payroll or not, understanding they're humans too, and may not ask for support. So knowing some just direct questions to ask and being okay with the response of how are you doing, really? Do you have what you need? When's the last time you rested? So we would like to get asked those questions from our church workers and our pastors. They're no different. Everyone needs kind of a holistic approach to wellness.
Yeah, speaking of a holistic approach, what does that wellness look like and caring for the wellness of our church workers in terms of physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual care? Kelly, what does that look like? But how do we make sure that we're caring for them as a whole person?
Right. Well, first, you can't do it all at one time, right? You know, really, we want to be realistic about what that looks like. The LCMS Wellness Wheel, I think, is a fantastic image of this, showing how everything flows into each other. We don't want to neglect any area and expect the other areas not to let us know we're neglecting those areas. You know, if our if we're just avoiding our financial wellness, our emotional wellness, our relational wellness, our physical wellness is going to let us know that we're doing that. And all other areas kind of work the same way. So from, you know, being realistic, you have to assess first. You have to really know what's going on in those areas of your life and what's going on in those areas of your congregation. And just taking it a chunk at a time. But you have to have those honest conversations first.
Kelly, what has that looked like in your experience working directly with congregations, advising on ministry wellness in places in congregations? What have some of those conversations looked like for you having that opportunity to talk with congregations and congregation leaders about what that looks like?
Yeah. Are there breaks? Are there days off? Are there only donuts in the... I might have hit a sore subject here, but...
Calling people out.
You know, are there walking meetings? Or are we always sitting at a desk? You know, there's just little ways that we can adjust. In any time that we come together, is it all just business? Or are we saving kind of some margin to ask those real life questions? Little things really can go a long way. And if we're asking those physical wellness questions, then we're also creating relationship and trust. So it all works together.
Absolutely. Yeah. Dave, do you have anything to add about these facets of wellness?
Yeah. Kelly mentioned a few. We were really fortunate to host a panel discussion back in February at the Best Practices Conference. And some of the things that Kelly said just made me think about that. We had four panelists. We had a pastor. We had a school principal, had Tiffany Manor from this building, Deaconess Tiffany Manor. And then we had another leader from one of our districts. And just the things that the people in the room were so interested in hearing. Some of them you thought, oh, well, why weren't we doing that all along? And they were things that are like just little things, and some are bigger things that you can think of. You know, it's making sure they're taking the time. It's Kelly mentioned some of the walking meeting. That's what triggered me to think about these conversations. And not everything works for every ministry community. Kelly does a great job, especially with some of our larger ministries, of evaluating what are the needs in this ministry community. Sometimes they're based on the hard data. We at Concordia Plan Services, you know, we administer the health plan. So we have a decent idea of the overall health population of a certain ministry. So there might be specific things that work, that should work, or that need to be done in a certain ministry community. But just in general, how are you caring for your workers? How are you showing them that you care? What opportunities are you providing? What kind of resources, those types of things. So there's a lot of different things that can be done in these areas.
Yeah.
Okay, now we get to zero in on some of the nitty gritty, because you mentioned this earlier. You mentioned compensation. So let's talk about that. How do you see compensation having a part in how we care for church workers and having conversations about that? And, or maybe how would you describe appropriate compensation that contributes to worker health and joy?
Right. Well, so compensation, we live in the real world, right? We live in a world with, we all have bills. We all have insurance to pay, auto insurance. We have all these things to pay for. And your pastor does too. And his family does too. And so thinking, you know, yes, he is called to serve. Our church workers, our roster church workers are called to serve. But that doesn't mean they're called, at least in my, they're not called to, suffer is not the right word, but to be treated in a way that doesn't honor the work that they're doing and the service that they're doing. So, ministry, sometimes budgets are tight, for sure. Sometimes it's challenging, but taking a look at that and saying, are we paying pastor what he deserves for what he does for our community, our ministry community. Understanding that he has so many of the same challenges that we do. Same thing for teachers, our roster teachers, all these different positions. We need to take a look at those things. As far as what does fair mean, there's a lot of different ways to look at that, right? Districts, a lot of them still have kind of their compensation scales, their pay scales that they use. We launched 10, 11 years ago now at Concordia Plan Services, a compensation decision support tool, which can be accessed on our website. And without going into too many details, you can look up your zip code. If you are a church or a school, there's two different branches of the same tool, and you can put in there the position, and you can put in how many years of experience you're either looking for or the person has. And it runs numbers based on real data. We partner with an outside consulting company that uses real data as well as the LCMS data that we have. And it prints out suggestions. None of this is to say, this is what you need to be paying. If you're not paying this, then XYZ. This is what a suggested is based on the market that you're in, the size of your ministry, the experience of your pastor, maybe some of the other things you're asking him to do. Or if it's a teacher, are you asking him or her to coach as well? So things like that. So there are ways that you can kind of bounce off what we're doing versus maybe what others are doing.
I got to admit, I did not know that existed.
I didn't either. We've all learned something
today.
We
have built it out over the years. When it first launched, I believe it was pastors only, but every couple of years, they'll add some new positions. And it's been a while since I've been on it, but there's a lot out there. And it's free to use for any ministry wants to check it out.
What's it called?
If you go to our website, I believe it's under the employer tab. It's the compensation decision support tool.
All right.
Yeah.
Take note of that, everybody.
Well, and there are many uses for it.
Yeah, for sure. Kelly, do you have anything to add about fair compensation?
I'm staying out of that one. For the good of wellness.
Well, it's like we said when I first brought it up, right? If we can make compensation fair, and pastor, it's one less thing to be worried about, to be stressed about.
Money. I will say, when we talk about holistic wellness and we bring in financial wellness and talking about emergency savings and being part of the 403B, where that comes out of, you know, the worker's paycheck in addition, right? Those are tough subjects because they're like, I don't make that much. So how am I going to, you know, nickel and dime myself kind of thing? So I think knowing ahead of time that those have been taken into consideration, the value of their position, may not necessarily make those easier, but simpler to kind of digest what those decisions look like. And just, again, knowing that all of that's been taken into consideration and they can focus on other things in their wellness.
Absolutely. We're talking about how congregations can care for their workers on this Set Apart to Serve episode with Dave Kushel and Kelly Menke with Concordia Plan Services. We need to take a quick break. You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Sarah Golseth.
I'm Andy Bates.
At Concordia University Irvine, you have the freedom to explore your future and your faith. Across over 60 on-campus and online programs, you'll experience Christian education that's uniquely designed to develop the whole person, to prepare you not just for your career, but for all of your callings in life. Here you'll explore life's toughest questions, gain lifelong skills, and make relationships that last a lifetime. Concordia University Irvine. Learn more at cui.edu.
Welcome back to The Coffee Hour. I'm Sarah Golseth.
I'm Andy Bates.
We're talking with Dave Kushel, Assistant Vice President of Ministry Engagement with Concordia Plan Services, and Kelly Menke, Ministry Wellness Advisor with Concordia Plan Services, about how congregations can care for their workers. And we've talked through some different aspects of what that looks like: physical, mental, emotional, spiritual care, fair compensation, all of these things. Let's talk about how caring for church workers really impacts the overall health and joy of a congregation. What happens when a congregation is able to really care for their church workers in a good way? David, we'll start with you.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, so many of these things you think, well, that just makes sense. And so, right, healthy church workers. What good can come of having healthy church? Well, a lot of good can have healthy church workers, but you could only, and Kelly could probably connect these dots better than I could, but healthy church workers can only mean more energy in service, more energy in sharing the word, maybe the ability to do more programs, different types of programs, more creativity, and having the ability to deliver programs programs in the way that we want them to be delivered, to bring more people to the word, to bring more people to hear the word of God. And so healthy church workers, it is really, really critical that we have healthy church workers to healthy church communities. And if you have a healthy church worker, if the pastor is, if he is focused on his own health, that probably has a good chance of becoming part of that ministry's culture for the other workers, for the other rostered, for the lay workers, the folks around there. And then who knows, maybe that stretches out more into that larger church community. So really having that person in that kind of position who is taking care of himself in that pastoral position can be really, really influential.
Kelly, what does that look like from your perspective, how caring for church workers really impacts the overall health and joy of a congregation?
Yeah, Dave, you set the stage really well. Caring for your workers benefits everybody. It builds resilience. It gives that renewed energy because of better rest. You know, just having that space to do what they need to do to care for themselves so they can care for others. We have a wonderful kind of tagline within Concordia Plan Services of be well, serve well. And that speaks to everything that we're talking about. We can't pour from an empty cup, all those different analogies that we hear, but it's reality. So being able to contribute to the health of the workers contributes to the health of the congregation and can only go out from there so that the word of God spreads. That's the goal.
I mean, if you were to compare it to like a household and mom is sick, how does the household run when mom is sick? You can get by, right? For so long.
Not the way mom would want it to run.
Correct. Not the way mom would want it to. And we may not necessarily be eating the healthiest food.
Right.
But because mom is sick, we're just getting by. But when mom is healthy and well and cared for, how does the household run typically?
Yeah.
Much better.
The way we'd like
much
it. Better, right.
Yeah. Yes. That's how I see it based on what you're sharing. Like if mom's healthy, then the rest of the family, she can care for the rest of the family. And
well, and you think about the role that we can all play in that. And it's kind of a cliche at this point, but probably not. You know, when you have a meal at church, what are you serving? Is it healthy food? Is it just another, not just, is it a potluck buffet? Is it not the healthiest where the cookie tray is overflowing? Not saying any of those things are bad necessarily, but kind of what is the overall environment we're creating?
Mm-hmm. But sometimes there is joy in donuts.
Yes.
Put some scrambled eggs in there or something too. Okay.
And we're talking breakfast, yes. So Set Apart to Serve has, you know, we talk with Dr. Bonnick from time to time and how he and many others are, you know, working together to lead recruitment efforts in our church body. How and really developing this culture as well. We've heard through the Set Apart to Serve developments that the overall love and care of congregations and schools for their church workers really has an impact on recruiting church workers as well. Dave, you want to speak to that a little bit? How we care for church workers and how the wellness of church workers does impact recruiting church workers.
Absolutely. I've been very, very fortunate to serve on the Set Apart to Serve Advisory Committee for a couple of years now and have been able to bring these kinds of topics to the conversation. The first thing I thought about when you all asked Kelly and me to be a part of this was many, many years ago, probably about 9 or 10 years ago, at Concordia Plan Services, we did a pretty extensive survey of teachers in the LCMS covering various topics. What really, and this is a long time ago, so I'm not saying this is today. What really surprised me in that survey was how few of those teachers said they would recommend their vocation to young people. It was a very small percentage. And then if you looked at some of the things that these teachers had concerns about, it was the way they were feeling supported. It was the leadership structure, maybe. It was some of it was financial. So these are things that you think, okay, if the people in those positions today, or then, I should say, are not comfortable telling young people that this is something maybe you should pursue, how are we going to grow? How are we going to identify our future church workers? So creating that culture of wellness is really, really critical. So when I join those calls Set Apart to Serve, I try to bring ideas. I try to bring things that are working in certain ministries, ways that people can focus on church worker wellness, that lay people can think about the things we've been talking about this first part of this conversation, the ways that lay people can focus on church worker wellness to create that healthy environment. So that maybe as a young person looking up to pastor, you can see someone who seems to really enjoy his job. He loves what he gets to do. He has energy. He's excited to be there. He's providing wonderful pastoral leadership in that congregation. And that may be in part, I would think, because he's being cared for and he feels cared for by his congregation.
Mm-hmm. I know you might not have data on this, but have you in anecdotally seen the needle move on that at all in your conversations?
Well, we haven't done a similar survey, but I know that the surveys that Set Apart to Serve do with Dr. Bonnick, they have certainly seen uptrends in you all probably had these conversations in lay people and current church workers, and their not just their knowledge of the program, but their willingness, their desire to share with young people. So mm-hmm. I would assume if we were to do a similar survey, we would see some differing results.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah,
I believe so.
Kelly, what about you? Do you have thoughts about how caring for workers really connects to that recruitment and retention of workers?
Just from my perspective working with ministries, I find myself saying a lot, like, don't give them something else to do. Weave it into your everyday. So that's where those little things come in. They don't need another checklist. They don't need something else to do at 4:30 in the afternoon when they're ready to go home. You know, like really trying to look for those ways that are tailored to your workers. And it's not getting 10,000 steps a day. It's not just, it's really knowing what that looks like. And you have to ask the questions. What would make you feel more supported? What do you need? And trying to weave that in. I would say then is going to be them being more apt to share, this is how I feel supported where I work. You should come work here too. Like it's going to be more valuable in that aspect.
Hmm. David, you mentioned being a part of, the cultural shift with Set Apart to Serve.
Sure.
How are you working together with LCMS Worker Wellness and Set Apart to Serve and the Council of Presidents? How is Concordia Plan Services working together for the well-being of our church workers and the future of
absolutely
this, developing this culture of raising up church workers?
Of course, church worker wellness has been a big focus of Concordia Plan Services probably since we were formed in the 1960s. I know we just finished a convention last month, but the previous convention in 2023, some really critical resolutions were passed. One of them was encouraging, maybe was requiring districts to put together kind of worker wellness strategies. And so from there, we started working very, very closely with some folks here in the International Center in National Mission and with a group of district presidents to identify a committee was formed at that time, a worker wellness committee that I am Alliance Committee, which I'm happy to be joining at their next meeting, actually in September. So that has happened. And then we as an organization coming out of that also created kind of a new program around district wellness strategies. And so we have about a dozen districts that we're working with now, and we will meet with them. We have a couple people working on the program, and we will learn more about their needs and kind of their wants. But then we also, as I mentioned earlier, we have data. So we can tell, oh, workers in your district are struggling with X or Y, maybe disproportionately higher than some other districts or our overall population. So here are some things that maybe we could do in this district. We could promote this program more heavily. We could offer this opportunity to engage differently. And very often district presidents are in those conversations or their other folks on their staff. So we're looking for new ways to partner with those leaders so that it's not just Concordia Plan Services, because we're only one kind of email that comes or one person you hear at an event. If it's coming from different directions, it's coming from the district, from the synod, from Concordia Plan Services, so much the better.
Mm-hmm. I'm hearing a lot of intentionality here and stuff that's like not really rocket science, but intentionality behind small movements, habits, changes, things to think about, thinking about how other people will be benefited by something that maybe somebody in a leadership position has the power and authority to change in a church. It's little stuff.
Absolutely. Like, when you say intentionality, it makes me think, and Kelly can speak to this when it comes to like Wellness Champions, which is a program we've had for quite a while. But the districts where we're getting the most traction in our program are districts that have identified a person and says, okay, this is your point person. And this person is really invested in worker wellness. And this person can really wants to make this happen. And I think about it on the congregational level. So you're at LCMS Church. The likelihood that pastor's going to come to you and say, the wellness programs around here need to be bumped up for me and my family, or I want this and I'm not getting that. It's probably not very likely. So you need leaders. You need those lay people, those leaders who can say, there's a need here and I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna learn more. I'm gonna find ways to care for our pastor, for our other church workers, and be intentional, energized and intentional in making some things happen.
Yeah. Kelly, do you have like, I don't know, like your top five ways or whatever about how these easy things that churches think about or church workers can think about, these intentional things, things to identify and maybe look at in a congregation to really help the care of the workers in a congregation?
Yeah, well, Dave called it out well as having that wellness champ, that advocate. Want to be, you know, mindful of adding burden, but knowing that there's always going to be some cheerleader, right? Someone who really wants to share the information, get the information, feel out that part of the congregation. But we need boots on the ground to know that. Again, it's not another email from Concordia Plan Services that's going to make the difference. We need to know what to say in those emails, you know, that is tailored. But, you know, if I had to say top five is ask the questions, let them know you're that person, and build those relationships within so that we can come in and support and everybody can do their part. We don't know if we're not involved in that. And we can't model it if we don't know what to model. So, it really just does need to be that, multi-way communication of what is needed and how we can support.
In your role, Kelly, have you seen congregations, have like official designated roles in their congregation, you know, someone who's officially designated to be responsible for making sure that we are taking care of our church workers?
We have designated or nominated wellness champs. We do have a way on our website for a ministry to nominate a wellness champ or for a wellness champ to say, hey, it's me, send me the information. And we try and make it as turnkey as possible. Members of Concordia Plan Services, well, the health plan, get an email every month that's focused on a wellness topic. And it's short, sweet, to the point. Here's why it's important. Here's what you can do for it. But then the wellness champs have other resources available that they can then share out however it makes the most sense for their ministry. But they can always contact us too, and we can tailor it even further than that.
Great. Any resources you want to point us to today as we wrap up our time together?
As Dave mentioned before, on our Concordia Plan Services website, so concordiaplans.org, you can go in a search bar and type in wellness champs, and they have their own webpage. So all of our monthly themes are there, recorded webinars. If you're looking for something, it's probably on our website.
Very good. Very good. ConcordiaPlans.org. Our guest today, Kelly Menke, Ministry Wellness Advisor, Concordia Plan Services. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Appreciate it. Thank you so much.
And David Koshel, Assistant Vice President of Ministry Engagement, Concordia Plan Services. Thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, happy to be here. Thank you.
You can learn more about Set Apart to Serve by visiting lcms.org/SAS. You've been listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour is a production of KFUO. This program and our station are dependent on listeners just like you. To support KFUO Radio, our podcast, and all the other programming, please make your gift or pledge today at kfuo.org/give and help us continue sharing the good news of Christ for you anytime, anywhere. kfuo.org/give.